This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, we'll start things off today with a little bit of national ag news. A coalition of ag groups has asked Congress to include language in an appropriations bill to allow 10 states to increase commercial truck weight limits. The coalition is asking Congress to allow the states to engage in a pilot program to obtain information on the safety and environmental benefits of increasing the maximum commercial truck weight on interstate highways. In a letter sent to leaders of the House Appropriations Committee, the coalition noted that it's been 35 years since the government last updated the gross vehicle weight limit of 80,000 pounds on federal interstate highways. Meanwhile, all 50 states have passed exceptions allowing trucks greater than the weight limit to operate on local roads. Also, more than 30 states have higher limits on their portions of interstate highways. Under the pilot program, 10 states could opt in to allow 91,000-pound, six-axle, bridge formula compliant trucks on federal interstate highways within their borders and collect additional safety data regarding the gross vehicle weight and axle configurations of commercial trucks involved in serious accidents. Well, agriculture officials in Canada announced 4 new cases of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, or PEDV, bringing the total number of cases to 9 confirmed since the beginning of May. National Hog Farmer magazine reports Manitoba Pork, the province's pork association, will hold a telephone conference for producers Friday to discuss biosecurity protocols aimed at preventing the spread of the virus. Federal ag officials are investigating the confirmed cases. The 2 latest farms where the virus was confirmed are located in southeast Manitoba, near other farms with the virus. Meanwhile, Ontario reached 100 PEDV cases this spring, while over 3,000 sites in the U.S. have tested positive for the virus between June 5th of 2014 and April 27th of this year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And we'll be back with more ag news in just a moment. Well, today is June 1st, and that means it's June Dairy Month, and we're kicking off the month with World Milk Day. Today, we'll visit with Industry Relations Manager for the Midwest Dairy Council, Marla Behrens, about World Milk Day and a dairy event going on in Greenville this weekend.
I'm excited. It's June 1st, and that's June Dairy Month, but they added a kind of a new celebration. You know, I always thought, and it is, National Milk Day is back in January, and now we find out there is a World Milk Day, and the World Milk Day is today, June 1st, 2017, and we're inviting you all to celebrate with us.
Well, this is definitely exciting. June is one of my favorite months of the year. Dairy month, I get to visit with local dairy farmers and talk about milk. And, of course, we are in the heart of Prairie Farms country, and we all love our milk and ice cream and all the good stuff that dairy farmers give us. And I think, Marla, you have kind of a fun activity to tell us about that's happening today.
That's right. A real simple and easy one. Almost everybody these days is on social media. So we kind of have a 1-2-3 step, and it won't take you very long. You'll get to enjoy a big glass of delicious milk. I don't care if you, whatever flavor you choose to pick, I'd invite you to grab a glass, fill it with milk, and obviously start drinking it after you get that favorite milk, and you take a photo of yourself and post that on your social, whatever you're using for social media. We'd like you to do hashtag World Milk Day. And then if you would tag it at Midwest Dairy, that would be great. And, of course, we want you to have a wonderful toast and say cheers, too, of course, to all of our dairy farmers. They work really hard. As you know, Katie, dairy farming is a job of 365 days a year, and oftentimes it's almost 24 hours a day on a dairy farm.
Yes, they are definitely hard workers, as are a lot of our and all of our friends in the ag industry, and what an easy way to support them and have fun at the same time. So, Marla, I wanted to kind of get an update on how things are going for the Midwest Dairy Council. I know you have several things you work on throughout the year, and we cross paths every once in a while. So any updates that you could give us today?
Well, of course, with June Dairy Month, the exciting part is that we've got some extra open houses and things like that. And down in your country, Mark Hoot Creamery has their annual open house, and it's actually coming up this Saturday, June the 3rd, and you can join them. They've been, making cheese down there in their family operation for 7 years, and obviously the Mark Hoot's a great dairy family, and it's a very family-friendly event. They've got fun on the farm, they've got games and tasting cheese and petting baby calves, and of course, this is going to be interesting. They are actually going to have a demonstration for you this Saturday. It's going to be at 11 o'clock. The cheesemaker will give a live cheesemaking demonstration. So I think that'll really be, interesting for those folks that think that they might someday be an entrepreneurial artisan cheesemaker. They may find out that it takes a lot more to make cheese than what they're in for, but that day open house is from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock at the Mark Hoot Creamery. And if you haven't been there yet, it's real easy to find. It's on Dudleyville Road at Greenville, and I think they have some signs in that, but their address is 526 Dudleyville Road.
Marla Behrens, Industry Relations Manager for the Midwest Dairy Council on this World Milk Day. And I would like to remind you about a tractor operators contest being held this Monday, June 5th. The Macoupin County 4-H invites the public to attend. That's happening at 9:30 in the morning at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The contest will feature local youth testing their tractor driving skills and includes a written test, parts identification, and the two-wheeled trailer event. If you'd like more information about that program, you can contact the U of I Extension office in Carlinville at 217-854-9604. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.